Another idea now being reaffirmed is that of the need for clearer thinking. Only too often our thinking is lamentably unclear and confused. It is therefore important that we should talk things out, or talk things through, to a much greater extent than we are in the habit of doing. It is in fact important that we should clarify issues generally, whether these issues happen to be of a practical or a theoretical nature, and whether they relate to our personal lives, to the world at large, to the different fields of human activity, or to the basic teachings of Buddhism. In particular, it is important that we should clarify issues relating to the meaning and significance of the Western Buddhist order, Trailokya Bodh Mahasangha, for unless we are clear about these issues ourselves, we shall not be able to clarify them for mitras who have asked for ordination, or, for the matter of that, for anybody else. Mitras who have asked for ordination have, after all, asked for ordination into the Western Buddhist order, more often than not quite explicitly, as some of you will recollect doing yourselves. They have not asked simply to become Buddhist, or to be ordained in some vague general sense. They've asked to be allowed to take the most important step in their lives under our auspices, and in the sense that we understand that step. It is therefore not enough for us to acquaint them with the meanings and significance of going for refuge and taking the 10 precepts. We also have to acquaint them with the meaning and significance, with the distinctive nature of the Western Buddhist order, so that they know on what principles the order is based and can decide whether they do in fact want to be a part of it, whether they do in fact want to be one of the 1,000 arms of Avalokiteshvara. All this calls for clear thinking. Without clear thinking on the part of order members, especially on the part of those who are directly concerned with the ordination process, whether as chapter members or as members of a men's or a women's ordination team, it is difficult for a mitra who has asked for ordination to deepen his or her going for refuge to the point where provisional going for refuge begins to be transformed into effective going for refuge. Without clear thinking, it is also difficult, perhaps even impossible, for an order member to deepen his or her effective going for refuge to the point where insight arising, it begins to be transformed into real going for refuge. Lack of clear thinking is indeed one of the 3 principal reasons why order members drift away from the movement and eventually have to be dropped from the order register. The 2 other reasons being the discontinuance of their daily meditation, especially the visualization and mantra recitation practice they received at the time of ordination, and the disruption of their personal relationship with me. This brings me at last to the 1st of the 2 topics I was unable to deal with 2 years ago, viz. My own relation to the order. But first, I want to say a few words about the dropping of names from the order register. As I mentioned at the beginning of this paper, in the course of the last 2 years, 10 order members have had their names dropped from the order register. None were, I think, dropped before that. I need hardly say that for me, the necessity of dropping someone's name from the register is an extremely painful one, the pain being perhaps more than commensurate with the happiness I felt at their ordination. I also need hardly say that no one's name has been dropped without a good deal of consideration on my part, and without their having been out of touch with me and out of touch with the movement for upwards of 30 years, as was the case with almost all those whose names have been dropped in the course of the last 2 years. At the same time, I would like to make it clear that, painful as it is for me to drop an order member's name from the order register, I find it still more painful when the presence of someone's name on the register signifies a purely nominal membership of the order on their part. There were several reasons why, 22 years ago, I took upon myself the onerous responsibility of founding the Western Buddhist Order. One reason was that I was dissatisfied with Buddhist organizations whose membership was, for the most part, only nominally Buddhist, perhaps not even that. I wanted to have an organization that was genuinely Buddhist, which meant having one whose members were all Buddhists, that is, whose members all actually went for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Thus it was that, on Sunday the 7th of April 1968, I founded not another Buddhist society, but a spiritual community or order, the Western Buddhist Order. You therefore can understand how disappointed I am when someone drifts away from the movement and allows their membership of the order to become purely nominal. You can understand why it is impossible for me to acquiesce in such a state of affairs indefinitely, and why I eventually have to drop their name from the order register. Though I would dearly love to have a big order with tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of order members, I would much rather have a small order, all the members of which were real order members, than have a big order member that contained even a sprinkling of those whose membership of the order was purely nominal. Having said this, however, I would like to say that order members whose names have been dropped from the order register can have them reinstated and can, if necessary, be reordained, as can order members who have resigned. A bhikkhu is permitted to join and rejoin the monastic order up to 7 times, and we should not be less generous. But someone wishing to have their name reinstated on the order register will have to clarify their thinking. They will have to resume their daily meditation practice, and they will have to renew their personal relationship with me.